Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've also been talking about Jazz Fest, and then the Riverboat President came up, and then somebody called our show who is with BigEasy.com, and they do the Creole Queen. They've got a riverboat that's being renovated in Morgan City right now. It's scheduled to launch early 2019, which should be soon. It's going to be like the SS President. It's going to be a riverboat going up and down the river, sometimes staying at the dock, that has concerts. So I can't wait to find out more about that. Okay, let's get the results of our Tuesday song text off. Almost always, it is the original that wins, but not today. Here's the original. This is Buddy Holly. He did this song released in 1957, not Fade Away. This was song A. And that finished us second. And I mean, the big time winner. And we did this in honor of the Stones being announced as one of the acts for Jazz Fest this year. Here's the Rolling Stones version, not Fade Away. A lot of you think this might have been their original. No, this was a cover of the Buddy Holly song. Here's the Stones version. It was the big winner today on the Tuesday Song Text Off. And I got a text from somebody a few minutes ago that said, you know, the Buddy Holly version, because the Stones were something like, I don't know, they were drug addicts or something like that. You know, if you criticized everybody who has done drugs in the past, there wouldn't be many people on this planet. There wouldn't be many people in your family that you could actually criticize. All right, before I get back to your calls, I want to start to share this with you. The president hosted the National College Football Champs, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House. He served fast food from Burger King and Wendy's and maybe Rally. I don't know. Pizza. There was a lot of different fast food venues that had provided the food. And there was a big table at the White House, and the food was spread out all over the table. And the president is standing there with his arms open, and he's gesturing to the food. And so I said, here's the president saying, okay, guys, okay, we're serving fast food. Okay, guys, this is mine. Yours is in the other room. Kind of just as a joke that President Trump likes fast food. I mean, of course he likes fast food. He admits it. Why is that so negative? It was a joke. All right, so on my Facebook page last night, Robert said, you do not represent the EJ class of 71 with any class. Embarrassed to be in that class with you. Time to move to another city. If you want to move, you can move. I mean, if you don't like the show and you want to move to another, but remember, if you move to another city, you can still pick the show up by going to radio.com. Maybe he meant time for me to move. I'm not moving, so you're the one that's going to have to move. And I wasn't in the class of 1971, so get over it. We weren't classmates. And I didn't know you back then, and I don't know you now. Patrick posted on my Facebook page, OMG, is there anything the president can do that you don't have a negative comment about? Really? Fast food is an issue? OMG. Patrick, lighten up. Oh, there's more. Diane. Yes, yeah, Scoot, we get it. You don't like our president. He can't do anything right in your biased liberal eyes. Good thing he doesn't care what you think. Well, honestly, nor do I care what you think, but I thought it was funny to add this to the conversation. I mean, seriously. Why get upset about that? You know, there were people that did jokes about Barack Obama when he was president, and some people took that really personally. And so now jokes about the president, people take it personally. Man, don't take it so personally. It's just a lighthearted comment. I mean, the president's standing there. The president is known for consuming fast food. He admits he loves it. And he looks like he eats a lot of fast food. So the president standing there over all this fast food with his arms extended out. I mean, you can go to my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, and see the picture that I posted and comment on it. And there's more. But I mean, has America lost its sense of humor? I mean, really, what the hell? This isn't a big deal. But, you know, but some people take that so personally. Like, so wait, are you telling me that anything lighthearted, anything funny said about President Trump is like an attack on the president? That makes you a snowflake. That is the very definition of snowflake. So the truth is, this factually proves that there are snowflakes on the right and the left. Snowflakes are people who are just overly sensitive to something, offended by something. I mean, I think we need to lighten up and just be able to say, I mean, again, why would you take it so personally if somebody makes a lighthearted comment about the president liking fast food? I mean, is your relationship with the president, is it that loyal that you can't even hear a joke about the president of the United States? And what did you tell people when you were joking about Barack Obama? What did you tell people who took that seriously? That's what we address every afternoon on the show. The great hypocrisy. If you would like to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504. 260-1870. Text number 870-870. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. I wonder how they got that name. They're going to be performing at Jazz Fest. And Jimmy Buffett, I think he was there last year. He's there often. Jimmy Buffett at Jazz Fest for Parrot Heads. This is just perfect. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. Man, I wish I could read some of these texts to you. I don't know why some people get so mad at me. I mean, so mad. For God's sake, lighten the hell up. Okay, today is a sad note on our pop culture calendar. And it happened just a couple of years ago. And we'll talk about that when we come back after this break. You know what's going to happen? The power is going to go out. Sometimes the power goes out for a long time. You know, spring is not far away. Summer's not that far away. Every year we have hurricane season. Now, at the last minute, you can't decide to get a standby generator. So this is a great season to get your standby generator. And if you've never thought about it, I want you to know that Mayhew's AC and Generators has been delivering the top-performing Kohler generator to the small business and residential market. Now a standby generator, like big companies have, big businesses have, this is available for your home or small business. And it's more affordable than you think. And if you try to make your home the ultimate place of comfort, and you don't have a standby generator for all the times the power goes out, man, especially if you have energy and the power goes out more than it should, but you'll never be without power because within seconds of the power going out, the Kohler generator kicks on and you have power. So whether it's for a couple of hours, for a day, for a week, or a month, it wouldn't be a month, but for a long time, you'll never be without power with a Kohler generator. From Mayhew's AC and Generators. And if you need some information, you can contact Mayhew's. They're local and they will help you take care of it. They will help you do everything that you need to do to maintain your Kohler generator. And the number is 504-522-1640. That's 522-1640. Call them. They'll tell you more about it. The website is Mayhew, MayhewXAC.com. All right, Katy Perry is coming to New Orleans. I have miscommunicated with my producer, Ian Hoke. So the sad day on our pop culture calendar is coming up after the news. I thought it was coming up here. My mistake, Ian. No, it was my mistake. Anyway, Katy Perry, the Rolling Stones, and the list goes on. Jazz Fest 2019, went to the press conference earlier. I want to correct something. I thought the tickets went on sale at 9 o'clock both mornings, but the tickets for the Rolling Stones, for local people only, go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m., not 9 a.m., 10 a.m. And all you have to do is Superdome box office, and you need to show a local Louisiana ID of some kind, driver's license or a Louisiana ID, and you will have the opportunity to buy tickets before anybody else. Limit two per person for the Stones at Jazz Fest on a Thursday. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she doesn't care who's in the Super Bowl as long as it's not the Saints. Now, do you blame her for saying that? I don't. But I'm glad it's not up to her. It's up to the Saints to decide whether or not they go to the Super Bowl. But I don't, you know, I don't blame the mayor of Atlanta for saying that. I mean, I wouldn't expect her to say, oh, I can't wait for the Saints to get here. Let me share with you this comment from my Facebook page. This is from Aaron. And it says, this is on the picture that I posted of President Trump with his arms out over this large table of fast food at the White House yesterday. It says he can blow a huge chunk of dough on junk food for a football team, yet he can't afford to build his own wall, preferring instead to hold our government hostage in order to ransom money for it. Nice. Well, I think the fast food costs a little less than the wall, but maybe not that much. And then here's a comment from Sam. The team requested it. You know, I'm not criticizing the president for serving fast food. I simply made a joke, like with his arms out there. It was a president standing behind the table with all this fast food. His arms are extended out. And I simply put the caption, okay, guys, this is mine. Yours is in the other room. And some people were really offended by that. Have we lost our sense of humor? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's the text. I wonder if the Atlanta mayor likes the New England Patriots. They have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, too. Well, that's true, because the Patriots embarrassed the Falcons in the Super Bowl, and I guess the biggest nightmare for Atlanta would be the Saints and the Patriots. From Magnolia Springs, B, thanks for hanging on. You're on WWL.
I wanted to tell you, you had the, you were talking about the president being there.
We're talking about two different presidents. We're not talking about Trump here. We're talking about the riverboat president now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Back when I was a young guy, we used to go under president to hear the Neville Brothers. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were there on the weekends, and my buddy Billy Johnson was their manager. I went to high school with Billy, and we used to go hear the Nevilles and Aaron and Art and the other two, and it was tremendous. I mean, it was great.
It was.
The president at that point. A creek going up and down the river.
It was really cool. And apparently, B, there's going to be another one that's about to launch in early 2019. So it's going
to
be soon.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
And the guy who was doing that is a guy named Warren Ruther.
Okay.
Warren Ruther owns the tour boats, he's a Mr. Tourism in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's everything. He and I went to college together. My kid got married on one of his boats, had the reception on. The Cajun Queen, okay, going down the river, having a reception, okay? So but I knew this boat was coming. Warren and I had talked about this, and we knew it was coming. He probably wanted it done like October, November, but it's taking a little more time to get it the way he wants it. He's kind of a class guy. He'll do it right and do it nice the first time.
So you don't think it's going to be early 2019?
Well, that's where we are right now.
Well, I know, but the person that I talked to from BigEasy.com said it's still going to be early 2019. You know something different?
I don't know that. Warren and I haven't talked in a couple of
okay.
months. I know it was delayed a little bit. I know that. Okay. And yeah, I wanted to tell you also, when you're talking about Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett and I are fraternity brothers in University of Southern Mississippi together. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, he knows who I am. He knows. Okay? So
okay.
I'm just trying to give you a little tidbit. I'm a New Orleans guy, but I have a home in Magnolia Springs also.
Well, B, I appreciate the information and the conversation.
Well, I listen to it when I'm over here. I listen to you.
Appreciate
it. I like both of you.
All right. B, like you too. Appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, can you imagine all the 28-3 flags in Atlanta? Oh, yeah. I can. Here is a text that says, Scoot, you need to stop telling people how they should feel and act. That's your first problem amongst others. Well, you know, if you don't want to have a sense of humor, it's true. You have the right to not have a sense of humor. But I have a right to be critical of people who just take everything so damn seriously. And that is not going to change. We should be lighter, and if somebody wants to make a comment with a caption about the president, whoever the president is, man, don't be so uptight and cling to the president's image so tightly that you can't even take a joke. And we're going to feature some more music going in and out of our breaks from the performers that have been announced for Jazz Fest 2019, and Irma Thomas is among them. I'm going to play my favorite Irma Thomas song. going into this next break. All right, here's a text that says, Scoot, do not change. I voted for Obama and then I voted for Trump, but I laugh at most political figures. Yes, I feel like I made a mistake in the last election. LOL. Here's a text that said, how much are the tickets for the Stones going to be? $185. There's also a service charge on top of that. And I know that sounds outrageous, but I'll do a little research. In fact, maybe, Ian, you can look into this. The Stones concerts all around the country are already sold out. So this is the last opportunity anybody has to buy tickets for the Stones in the American tour. See what some of the price ranges are at some of the other arenas. Because when you think about a big name act like the Rolling Stones, $185 is not as, look, I know it's a lot of money. I get it. And I feel badly that it's too much for some of you who would really like to see the Stones. But it's not that outrageous compared to what you pay to go see a band like the Stones. And I want to mention once again that the tickets go on sale for locals only. If you can show a Louisiana ID of some kind, at 10 o'clock this Thursday, they go on sale for the general public and the country at 9 o'clock on Friday for all of the Jazz Fest. But you've got a chance to buy, if you're local, you've got a chance to buy special Stones tickets. And you can start getting in line at midnight Thursday night. Well, at midnight Thursday morning, basically Wednesday night. And it's limited to two tickets per person, and you get those at the Superdome box office. If you need more information, go to our website, WWL.com. We've got information there. Here is another text that says, our president looks like his makeup is Cheeto dust, and people are annoyed about a food joke. Where did our sense of humor go? Did it run off with common sense? I think it did. It seems like we lost common sense and a sense of humor at about the same time. Here's another text that says, Scoot, lifelong conservative and Trump supporter, your caption was freaking hilarious. Anyone having a problem with it already had a problem. Thanks for that. From Bridge City, Sherry, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. I just wanted to, the more I think about it, it might not have happened, but I'm pretty sure it did. Okay, one time, didn't they go visit the Pope, he and Melania?
Yeah, I think they did, didn't they?
Yeah, my husband calls her Melanie, like on purpose, just to be rude.
Oh, well, that's rude.
I know he calls her Melanie, but anyway, I don't. I call her Melania, but it is kind of funny. But so anyway, okay, so they're shaking hands, and I swear to God, the Pope said, "What are you feeding him?" I swear to God, it's true. I don't know. You know, I'm not really internet savvy, but I swear to God. So if you can't laugh about your joke thing, even the Pope.
I got to find out about that. I mean, I can't. I'm sure that's not true, Sherry.
It is true.
I'm sure it is. The Pope wouldn't say that to Melania. What are you feeding him?
He said it. I think I'm pretty sure it's not an urban myth, but the thing about what you said, they're going to start saying that's true. And then I think he would appreciate it.
Well, I mean, the Pope was then, I mean, he was talking to Melania like she was raising a fatted calf. Like, what are you feeding him?
I think it's true, Scoot.
I don't think it's true, Sherry.
True. Well, you find out and then I'll talk to you later.
I'll try to find out. From Atlanta, Wendy, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Who dat?
Who dat, Wendy?
Just wanted to let you know what the mood is like in this town. I'm a native New Orleanian who works here. And yeah, these people are freaking out. It's like, you wear your black and gold, you wear your fleur-de-lis, and it's like the snide remarks. Like, I couldn't believe it. It's like, y'all got lucky in that game against the Eagles. And I'm like, well, I'd rather be lucky than where your team is right now.
Good answer. Good answer.
I know, of course. Think about it. They're sitting on the sidelines. And it is truly their worst nightmare. Should we go to the big game in February. I mean, think about it. Poetic justice in their brand spanking new stadium that we will be considered the home team in the Falcons locker room.
I know. And somebody pointed that out yesterday, which means the players, the Saints players, are going to be showering in the Falcons locker room. And you know what you do when you get in the shower and the water hits you? They're going to be doing that in the Falcons locker room.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this town is freaking out. That will be their worst nightmare, and they're just really rude right now. Tomorrow at work is wear your favorite jersey, no matter what the sport, and I can't wait to wear my number 9 to work tomorrow.
Good for you. Glad you haven't lost your faith in the Saints and your loyalty.
Absolutely.
All right, Wendy, I appreciate the call. Check back with us as we get closer to the big game.
I will. I'll call back.
All right, Wendy. It's Wendy listening in Atlanta. It gives me another opportunity to welcome those of you who are listening around the country on your cell phones, your tablets, and your pads. Thank you for being with us. If you would like to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Irma Thomas, back at Jazz Fest 2019, and this is my favorite Irma Thomas song. And back for their annual appearance at Jazz Fest, Better Than Ezra, Sweet Crude, Amanda Shaw, Bonorama, Irma Thomas, many locals, and many big names like the Rolling Stones, Dave Matthews Band, Katy Perry, Jimmy Buffett, the Coral Reefer Band, Chris Stapleton, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. That's going to be awesome. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Santana, Pitbull, Van Morrison, Al Green, who hasn't performed in a long time, Logic, Earth, Wind, and Fire, John Fogerty, Trombone Shorty, Gladys Knight, The Revivalists, Chaka Khan, Herbie Hancock, Tom Jones, Bonnie Raitt, and somebody else is a pretty big deal. She'll bring you back to the mid-90s. She was part of that alternative music sound of the mid-90s, and we'll play one of her songs coming up, going into this next break, and she will be at Jazz Fest. So Ian Hoke did a little research, and $180 for a Stones ticket is not bad, but there are tickets going for a lot more than that. But in terms of getting tickets, you could get a ticket for maybe $180. But a lot of tickets are more than that. The tickets for the Stones, $185 plus a service charge, go on sale at 10 a.m. this Thursday to Louisiana residents only. A limit 2 per customer. We've got all the information on our website at WWL.com. All right, so Sherry called from Bridge City and said that when the Pope met President Trump and Melania, when he shook his hand, he said something to the effect of, "What are you feeding this guy?" Because, you know, the president is a rather rotund person. So I'm getting some text here. And also, Ian Hoke found out, yes, we're confirming it. It is true. And it appears as if what he said was, let me see if I can find this text here. What he said was something to the effect of, "What do you feed him?" I mean, it was funny. So if you're just tuning in, proving that there are snowflakes on the right and the left, and proving that a lot of people lost their sense of humor. And they're just so sensitive. They're so protective of Trump that they can't even think about something that's funny. I posted a picture on my Facebook page of President Trump standing before all the fast food that he served to the Clemson Tigers when they were at the White House. And his arms are out, and he's gesturing to all the food. And I just wrote the caption, "Okay, guys, this is for me. Yours is in the other room." My God, some people were offended by that. Here's a text that says, "Hey, Scoot, I'm far right on a lot of issues. I supported Trump in the last election. Your post is funny. He's known for eating junk and fast food, and he's overweight." Yeah, these are not criticisms. It goes on to say, "Those aren't political. They're just funny. Just like when Bill Clinton was in office, he would go jogging and then eat at McDonald's." I mean, that's true. So we made fun of that. I mean, it's kind of funny, you know, you jog and then, maybe he jogged so he could eat McDonald's. But, you know, Bill Clinton was a big fast food junkie. And so, you know, we made fun of that, too. So if I don't make fun of Trump when it comes to fast food, then I'm not being fair. And you know how hard I strive to be fair. From Hammond, Virginia, you're on WWL.
Hi, I enjoy your show and I enjoy your comments.
Thank you.
But I was watching the mayor of Atlanta be interviewed, and they asked, who did he want? What teams would he like to see at the Super Bowl?
Who did she like?
And his reply was, anyone except the Saints.
Yeah, it's a woman.
And to me, by being a leader, I would have might have thought that, but I would have kept my reply to, "Oh, may the best team be here."
Well, you know, she's
that was very petty.
Well, she's not. You know, she's not elected by the people who are Saints fans. She's elected by the people who are Falcons fans. So I guess she's just standing up for the Falcons. And you know, I don't honestly, Virginia, I understand what you're saying, but I don't blame her for saying that. I think it was kind of a lighthearted comment. Mom, she should.
But what aggravates me is I watch a lot of the analysts on Channel 20, and everything about the Saints, it's never anything positive. Everything is so negative. Why does everyone have that opinion of us? I think our guys are humble and they're respectful, And that, I mean, it's just horrible how they act. I just don't understand it.
Well, I don't think, I mean, look, there are people who love the Saints, but, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, the Saints come from a smaller market, and there are people that, you know, like to beat up on the little guy, but then there are a lot of people who, you know, love the underdog. And in some ways, just in relation to the NFL and big, big markets and big market teams, I guess you'd have to say that, in a way, the Saints are the underdog. Here's a comment from Kim on my Facebook page to the picture of Trump in the fast food. The only time Trump isn't shooting himself in the foot is when he's reloading the gun. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that. That's not funny. I should be serious about that. I mean, that's serious stuff, right? Alanis Morissette will be among those performing at Jazz Fest 2019. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. It was rumored for a while, but it's official now. Stones performing at the Jazz Fest 2019. And my conversation with, I don't know whether it's posted yet, but I had a nice conversation with Jazz Fest guru Quint Davis. And one thing that he talked about in our conversation was the fact that the Stones and performers like to play at a place like the Jazz Fest because it's so different for them. They're going to be performing in daylight. No light show, no fancy staging. It's just raw Rolling Stones or raw Fleetwood Mac or whoever's performing. And he also points out that this is one of the occasions where the performers can actually see the audience because there's no lights. They get to look you in the eye while they're performing, and so that's a really special thing for them. A sports talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrett. Coming up next, they'll talk about the Saints, and I'm getting more text here about, oh, here's one, Irma Thomas, Breakaway, not only my favorite Irma song, one of my favorite songs of all time. Hey, I want to remind you, you can join me on Facebook at Scoot on the Air. We have a lot of conversations going on there.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.